following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hello from Progressive here, making deliveries with Greta, who has her own flower shop.
Greta's great green thumb.
Yep. Greta is saving a bunch of money on her commercial auto insurance with discounts like Safe Driver, Business Experience, and Paid in Full. Right, Greta?
Righty-o.
Righty-roo.
Correct-a-mundo.
Yes, sirree.
Wait, who are you calling sir?
What? No one. I thought we were doing a thing. No?
Yeah, no, I... no.
Discounts to save your business money. Visit Progressive.com to learn more. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From police officers to firefighters to storm chasers, even race car drivers, expert drivers choose Goodyear tires for superior performance.
On and off the road, Goodyear is consistently making improvements to deliver superior performance tires. Everything Goodyear has learned making tires inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
Goodyear tires are chosen by those who use the world as their proving ground. So wherever the roads take you, choose Goodyear tires with superior traction and handling.
Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more driven.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this last Friday of April. Doug due to Jim Langan back from Fauner Park. I want to thank the folks for having us for the Bosselman draw yesterday. We're going to talk to track it out to Steve Anderson today. And, of course, my favorite part, getting predictions and selections from Jimmy Langan. You got a 1-7 shot, buddy.
Well, better than that.
No, 1-7.
Well, I think
there's seven horses. You got 1-7 shot.
I think it's a better chance than that.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, I kind of like the race. I got four horses that I like pretty well. So I just bet down to 1-4.
All right. Well, we'll see how she all plays out. Steve Anderson will give us his breakdown as well. Also, Michigan baseball coach Eric Backich is going to join us this morning. The Wolverines and the Huskers set for a three-game series that gets underway at 5 o'clock this afternoon on ESPN 1550. Jimmy, these playoffs that I don't pay a whole lot of attention to in the first round, it's almost like the NBA is trying to make people pay attention by having a few upsets here early on and some close games. Again, not watching a lot of it, but watching bits and pieces of it. And I'm not even sure if the right people are winning, losing to make it exciting, but I'm absolutely shocked that Oklahoma City can't win these basketball games. They're down 17 last night in the fourth quarter. They go on a 14-0 run. Again, how? I mean, they had scored 64 points until the mid portion of the fourth quarter. Then all of a sudden, they can score 14 in a row. They force overtime, and then they lose.
Yeah, I like that team. I mean, I like the way they play. They go after it hard. You look at the Pacers, too. I mean, you know, the Hawks have got the Pacers down 2-1. The Pacers really started playing poor the last month. I thought maybe they were resting themselves. You know, I'm trying to figure this out, too, in the NBA. But you're right. I mean, there are times when people just aren't playing well towards the end of the season or at a different time, and they don't really produce. And, boy, the NBA right now, like you say, it looks like, I mean, there are all these games going to go down to 2-2, and then somebody's going to win the series. Then after that, I mean, it's possible.
Home court advantage is nothing compared to what it used to be, it seems like. I mean, the better seeds never used to lose in the opening round.
Yeah, and especially in basketball, you would think that the home court advantage has been way more. I mean, in baseball, being the home team helps, but who you have throwing on the mound is a little more important. You know, what pitcher you have getting to throw that day, you know, it seems to help out the most. But, yeah, in this NBA, it looks to me, and I'm like you, Doug, I've never seen so many. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of 14-0 runs, no, but I can get the 10-2 runs. You know, down the stretch and things like that. And somebody puts the game and forces the game in overtime, or then one team beats somebody 30-20 in a quarter, and the next thing you know, they get beat 30-14, and they're the same athletes out there playing. So
the NBA and the television partners have to be cringing if you had an Eastern Conference semifinal between Atlanta and Washington. Up to 7 games of pure nobody gives a damn. I mean, you could have Chicago and the number one seed, even though Indiana's market not huge. The Pacer fans are great fans. But can you imagine Washington, Atlanta?
Yeah, that's not going to be as exciting as, you know. I mean, yeah, the NBA needs some marquee players, and they need those people playing, and that's what brings the excitement to the game. They need Oklahoma City to win. They need the Heat to win. You know, that right now the NBA kind of just taking a back seat and always has to some other sports, but big time right now. And you know, and Doug, when you were talking about the Masters and just the big time names, if you're missing those people, how? You know, how it hurts the television coverage and the ratings and stuff. And in the NBA, I definitely agree with that, that they need those players that are the big marquee guys. And that's why people love the Magic Johnson and the Larry Bird and the Michael Jordan and the people that we're playing. And right now, that's what LeBron brings to the table, whether like people like him or not. He definitely brings that to the table.
Well, it's like Colin Cowherd has said on numerous occasions, especially with the NCAA basketball tournament. Yay, it's great that Mercer and North Dakota State and Northern Iowa and these teams can win a first round match, but I don't want George Mason, VCU, maybe even Butler in the Final Four. I want Kentucky, Louisville, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas. I want the big boys in the Final Four. So it's okay. For him, some people that's the way they like it. Others they want to see, and you're never going to get the new kid on the block. It's very hard for a team, say like a Washington Wizards, to never win a playoff series in our generation, then all of a sudden they're in the finals. That's just usually not the way it happens.
You know, I don't know if I feel exactly the way he said that, but I do know I feel that I want at least, I like, let's say there's 8 teams. I want 7 of those to be marquee, but I like to have that one sleeper in there. I mean, I find that more interesting than if all 8 are chalk. I mean, I like that. I want to have that George Mason, or I do want to have a Nebraska. I want to have somebody that hasn't been there before to make it a little more exciting. So I really feel that way. Maybe in all sports, Doug. I think, you know, when I watch the Masters on TV, it's nice to see Phil Mickelson. It's nice to see Tiger Woods. But it's also nice to see Jerry Wilson from, you know, North Dakota. That hit, this is the second tournament he's ever played, and he's never played under par in his life, and he's now in the Masters at 2 under. So I like to have that one thing too going. Do you kind of? I mean, is that kind of what you were saying to me? You want to have if there's in the Elite Eight, you want to have 7 of those marquee teams that have been there before. But it's kind of nice to have that one sleeper. Or are you pretty sold that you want all 8 to be?
You know what I think, Jimmy, and you can give me your opinion on this, and our listeners can do so as well. Tweet us, Facebook us, email us, call us, whatever you want to do. I think it depends if it's your team. The Duke-North Carolina thing is a perfect example. When Duke played Butler in the final, who do you think North Carolina fans were rooting for? One Duke.
Yes, exactly.
One Duke. Yes, you want to see those really good teams, and I still get that feeling in the pit of my stomach when your team was, you know, when you're Wichita State, you're undefeated, and you get clipped by 2 by a team that goes to the national championship, and then all of a sudden, you know, apparently they weren't all that. So it's nice to see the team get in there, but I don't want that team to beat my team. You know, I mean, and being a fan of Nebraska, like Creighton is probably a better example, but they've never made a deep run either in the NCAA tournament. So if you're a Kansas fan, and Kansas is playing and you're playing Cinderella, obviously you want Kansas. But if your team gets upset, if Kansas gets upset in the second round and your rooting interest is kind of gone, then you're probably pulling for the underdog team, whoever that might have been this year. Because I can't go with Connecticut because that's a name school. But, you know, whoever you wanted to take along the way, maybe you follow that basketball team and see if they can make a long run.
Doug, I'll tell you what. You brought up a thought, and it's 100%, I believe, this 100%, and this is the case. When Michigan got beat by Austin Peay or whoever they did in college football, remember when
Appalachian State
went in there, and that's who it was. When they won that game, I thought, hey, this is great for college football. How exciting is this? But as a coach and an AD and having to fight, and there was a lot of times I just happened to have the best team. So the other guy was trying to beat me, and I had by far the better athletes. And he had to come in and try it. And I thought, boy, I got to fight like hell now just to get a win out of this thing, you know, because I've got the better players. But this guy's really out-coached me and maybe deserves to win, but we found a way. So I never really ever had one of those where I just got completely upset. I was really fortunate and lucky. But I did win a couple of those. You know, I had a couple that I'd won. And because when you win one of those, you have a tendency as a coach, you don't have that vested interest in your team. And the one day I remember that, I'm a big Nebraska football fan, but when Ball State had a chance to kick a 46-yard field goal, and they missed it, and when the stadium went so wild, you got to be kidding me. I mean, 76,000 people are going wild because we beat Ball State. I'm going, hey, you know, this should be a little quieter today. Hey, it was a nice, we won. We can clap. We can be, hey, thank God we got out of here alive. But, hey, to be cheering and going wild, hey, I just couldn't do it. I hold everything because I know how important that game was for Ball State. That game was way more important for them, and not only that, they kind of played with us and maybe deserved to win that day. So that's the point I'm making.
Coached by?
Yeah.
Remember who Ball State's coach was that day?
Who was that year?
Brady Hoke.
Yeah.
The current Michigan coach. Nebraska had to come from 10 down to win that game. That's more of a relief thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's great for Appalachian State and everybody else not named Michigan.
Correct.
In college football, because it's embarrassing, it's crushing, you have to explain yourself, you've got to get your kids ready for the next game that actually means, which you know has to be a better opponent almost, no matter who it is. And so those are exciting for the non-fans of that team. Yeah, cool, root for that underdog, long as they don't knock off my team.
Yeah, but and like I said, I'm totally different than that at my age now. Nebraska plays South Dakota State. South Dakota State's got a chance to win the game. I turn everything around and go, hey, no matter how important I know, and I like Nebraska and I want to be a Nebraska fan, whether we go 8-4, 9-3, this game's way more important than South Dakota State. So what I'm trying to tell you is I know I'm in the mind, not, you know,
that's not, I don't agree with you.
So. You don't agree, but I what I'm saying is I know that I'm in a minority here as a Nebraska fan, but what I'm saying is that I definitely, it's hard for me to now in the last 5 minutes go, oh, we got to beat South Dakota State. I can't do that. Oklahoma, yes. Michigan, yes. Michigan State, yes. I got some other ones. Florida State, yes. Miami, Florida every time. But South Dakota State, no. I'm kind of turned into a South Dakota State fan today, and I can't be that big of a Nebraska football fan.
The way I think of it now, as opposed to the way I would have thought of it 20 years ago, yes, I agree with you from the just joy of sports.
Right.
But you get all the media crap. You get all the recruiting thoughts. You get all the other things that go along with it. It's a business from that standpoint when you're in a BCS school. That's where I get nervous, I guess, maybe for the coaches, the players, the folks that have to deal with it on a daily basis. Because you know if you get beat by South Dakota State, whether you want to be miserable or not, you're going to be made to feel miserable by the fan base, by the media, by everybody across the nation. Oh, my God, Michigan lost to Appalachian State. You know, Nebraska lost to South Dakota State. So I get your point, and maybe that's hopefully it never happens.
No, but I do appreciate these coaches that are at North Carolina basketball, Kentucky basketball, Louisville basketball, that will take that chance and will go on the road and will play somebody on the road at their arena and take that chance. And most coaches will not do that.
Well, in non-football, Jimmy, I agree with you. Yeah. There's too many games. I mean, yes, you're playing 30, 40 games. If you're playing baseball and you're playing 50 games, yeah, you gotta roll the dice a little bit. Same way with basketball. Football, unfortunately, just every snap means more than it does in every possession of a basketball game.
And financially, you can't do that. I mean, Nebraska can't go to South Dakota State and play an away game. I mean, look, the millions of dollars it brings into the city. And South Dakota State understands that, too. You know, but I do, like I said, those two-for-ones, we used to do some two-for-ones with Southern Mississippi or maybe a three-for-one. You know, so it's like Nebraska's anti that. But it seems like we, in our scheduling lately, we at one time we had an AD that said, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play at Northern Illinois one time. We'll play them in Soldier Field. This would be a good game. It gives them an opportunity. They've done some things for us, some maybe in some other sports, but we're going to do this. We're going to take a chance one time. That AD gets fired. He leaves. New AD comes in, and guess what? We're no longer playing Northern Illinois at Soldier Field. So we, Nebraska, has not done that. We have not taken that chance. And if anybody can call in and name that time where Nebraska's done that. I mean, I'm not – at Fresno's not the chance. I mean, at Boise State, people like that have proven that they can play. You need to play some road games and some two-for-ones. But we just don't play at Ball State. We don't play at those places in football, so –
well, give me the media.
How do we get off on this?
I don't know. Get me the media guy, Jeffrey. I'm going to scour through that for Nebraska. When's the last time Nebraska went on the road against a non-BCS school?
I mean, we played at Wyoming.
That they were worried about beating. Because Southern Miss is the answer, I believe.
Well, Wyoming, we played at Wyoming.
We weren't worried about that game.
But it still was a 3-for-1. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't a 1-for-1. I mean, it was a 3-for-1 thing. So, yeah, we played at South Carolina at times when we weren't, you know, before South Carolina was good. You know, so there's, but you guys find that.
We'll have to do some looking here.
Look, it'd be a long time.
Yeah, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number to catch up with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, and, of course, the Twitter address, @ESPN1460-1550, @ESPN1460-1550. I'm going to check this out. I'll see if I can come up with one while we go to break. When we come back, we've got the head baseball coach at Michigan, and we will talk with Eric Bakich. We will also catch up with Steve Anderson of Fauner Park. And, folks, while you're out and about, look at that weather. It's grilling season. It's graduation time. It's Mother's Day coming up. You've got all kinds of reasons to visit the fine folks at Troutman's Quality Meats, where their USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef is right there for you every single day, open 6 days a week, and their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. New and fresh today, carrying the gang at Troutman's has Andouille sausage, brats, garlic sausage, Italian sausage, State Fair brats, and hot brats, all made up fresh again today. Make sure if you get a chance to try some of Troutman's signature bacon. Just think about that for a second. Troutman's bacon. Brown sugared, hickory smoked. Ugh. Try any of Troutman's three new rubs specifically for beef, pork, or poultry. And don't forget a Troutman's gift card for moms, dads, and grads. It's a special time of the year. Make sure you're ready with only the best from Troutman's Quality Meats, East Highway 30 here in Kearney. Carrying the gang open 6 days a week. Whether it's brats, whether it's steaks, whether it's ham, whether it's bacon, whether it's prime rib, it's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. We'll be right back.
Get set for Super Saturday, April 26th at Fauner Park. Catch the excitement of Fauner's biggest race, the Bustleman Pump and Pantry Gus Fauner Stakes, and the $10,000 free gas giveaway. 10 lucky guys and 10 lucky gals will each win $500 in free gas, courtesy of Five Points Bank. The fun continues Saturday night at the free dance, with BD and the boys playing great hits from the 60s and 70s. It's Super Saturday at Fauner Park in Grand Island, the Bustleman Pump and Pantry Gus Fauner Stakes, and Five Points Bank's $10,000 free gas giveaway.
Hi, it's The Herd. There are so many reasons to send roses this time of the year. Spring birthdays, anniversaries, and of course, don't forget Mother's Day. Celebrate these special occasions by sending a beautiful rose bouquet, and I mean beautiful, from 1-800-Flowers.com. Now, roses typically come in dozens, and well, one or two dozen roses, that's impressive. Imagine her reaction. you sent 3 dozen roses. Unbelievable. Which is why 1-800-Flowers.com has created an exclusive offer for my listeners. 36 stunning, multicolored roses. They're beautiful. Have them at home. Just $36. An abundant bouquet of 3 dozen roses. $36. That's an incredible value. Only available this week. So you gotta order now. Have it delivered tomorrow. Or lock in this amazing offer for a Mother's Day delivery. Do it now to order 36 roses for $36. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Do it from your mobile device, desktop. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on, North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Sunday, the NBA on ESPN Radio heads to the Golden State. The Los Angeles Clippers lost in round one last season after setting a franchise record for wins this season. Could it happen again?
Griffin corkscrews into the air and banked it in.
Can Steph Curry and the Warriors send the Clippers home early and make a run of their own?
Curry, 3-point range, let it fly and hit it.
Game 4 Sunday at 2:30 on ABC TV and on ESPN Radio.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll head up to 78 with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15. With clear skies tonight, we'll see winds turn to the southeast with a low of around 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 66.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow. It's your tree that clears the air.
Happy Arbor Day, Jimmy.
Hey. Tree, you too. I'm a pretty good planner. You know, I go out. My son and I, we'll go out, the two of us, and we go shopping for trees, and we'll go plant a couple in the yard and stuff.
I can't lie to you. When I was a youngster, my dad thought it would be a good idea to plant some trees as part of a shelter belt. And there were way too many of them, young, small, and of course, we had to take care of them. That was not fun. There was a lot of them. It wasn't fun.
No,
one of those childhood things I want to X out.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I can't think any. I mean, I just can't see any fun in that myself. But I mean,
I'm
not
talking 10 trees. I'm talking. It seemed like 300, but I don't know.
Yeah, even 8 trees was too many. So I was thinking 8. Now you're talking over 10. I'm going, then you get to 300. I'm thinking that's a lot of water.
That's a lot of weeds or whatever. We were talking about when the last time Nebraska played a non-conference road game that you would have been, you know, scared about as a BCS opponent, because nobody does that anymore. And some weaker BCS teams, they went to Wake Forest, and that was a knockdown drag out in Coach Callahan's last year. Got lucky to win it. They went to Pittsburgh, who at the time wasn't good, but still, you know, I don't know if you can consider that as that team. I mean, I don't know who it would have been.
Well, Doug, when Tom Osborne was coaching and stuff, we went to Syracuse one year and got beat. And we beat Syracuse, I think, 63-7 or 63-21 in Lincoln, and then went down there and got beat, got upset. We were ranked like third or fourth in the nation. And I look back, and I'm still thinking, you know, Syracuse, I mean, is that really, you know, I mean, is that the risk-taking chance? I mean, to me, that's a kind of a natural home in a way game that might be somebody that you'd take on. But, you know, the reason when, and I brought this up to you, Doug, when we were out there about the year that we were supposed to play at Houston, and Houston had some decent offensive football teams there for a while, and the next thing you know, we found a way to cancel that game and not play at Houston. You know, so that was another thing. And like, and I guess, you know, I'll defend Tom Osborne. When Tom Osborne put his name on the contract, we're going to play a game. You know, the game is going to be at Houston unless something else just amazingly had to change. But we found a way to get out of that contract. You know, do you remember that, Doug?
We had the athletic director of Houston here on the Doug and Daddy show.
Was he happy? Did he think it was fair?
He was not happy. He was not happy at all. I'm still looking here, Jimmy.
So what you're saying is the point I made is pretty good, then, is what you're saying?
Well, here's what I've got for you. All well, right. Hardly anybody goes on the road in that situation. There's no doubt about it. Minnesota was terrible for a long time. So Southern Miss would be considered a non-BCS road game. So sure. Officially that would have been it. But if I see this correct, not counting Hawaii, okay, so Hawaii's Hawaii, that would also fit in there. But I'm looking non-conference beginning of the year. I guess you got to go back to 1972, Bob Devaney's last year. They played at Army. I mean, that would be the one. I mean, Southern Miss, Hawaii, and Army, and I'm taking you all the way back to 1972 to find one.
And the final score, Nebraska beat, I know this, Doug, I'm just kind of amazing, I didn't look it up. Nebraska beat Army the year before in Lincoln 28-0, and they go to Army the next year, and we win 77-7, and Army scored last.
Yeah, because I'm, as a youngster, I do remember watching that being 70-0, but I have to tell you, you're incorrect.
What was the score? Not 28-3, was it?
No, it was 2 years before that.
Oh, dang it, but the scores were right. The scores were right.
1970, Nebraska 28, Army nothing. We did not play them in 71, and then in 72 played at Army and won 77-7 in front of 42,000-plus fans. So there you go. There you go. Wow, you're right, though. What about... before we get to Coach Bakich, who's going to join us here at the bottom of the hour, and then Steve Anderson in our final segment. We've been waiting for this Northwestern Union vote. Why is it so darn secretive? Well, they keep talking about it, and they said on Mike and Mike today, let's get the legal people on here and tell us what's going on and what will happen if they do unionize. But now they're saying results won't be revealed anytime soon. The ballot boxes will be sealed, and it could be weeks, months, years as the university challenges the effort to unionize the football team. Why can't we know the results of the vote? I don't understand. And, I mean, it's legal, so that would be a reason why I don't understand. But who cares? There's a vote. You're supposed to know how that came out, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, the guys that are voting, the players that are voting, are you telling me that they won't know how this came out?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. I wonder how many players are voting, too. I mean, would you know how many people get to vote on it? You know, that's kind of something I know that, when you have people that vote for an election, you do know, hey, it's going to be Tuesday, May, I'm throwing this out, 9th, you know, there may be Tuesday, September 15th, and the polls are going to be open, but everybody gets to vote. I mean, you know, if you want to go register and you haven't done anything too illegal, you know, to lose your right to vote, you know, you have that right to vote, but it's there. Everybody knows who gets to vote. This is a situation. How did they pick who gets to vote? I think there's some legalities. Maybe they try to do this too fast. You know, let's get this vote done. Let's do this. Let's pretend.
It's going to turn into a joke.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah, I don't know. You got some good points, though.
But somebody call
you
in.
Could argue a little
bit. Did we
bit.
Get somebody to rip us a little
no,
bit?
No. Nobody ripped you. time for our Midtown Mart of Hastings cooler question. Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Albert Pujols hit his 500th home run this week. He becomes the 26th player in Major League history to reach that milestone. Jimmy, that used to be a big deal. Is 500 home runs in Major League Baseball still a big deal?
Yeah, it still is.
A big deal? Yeah. A little bit of a big deal? Or it's not a big deal? It's a big deal?
It's a big deal, but what's not a big deal is getting into the Hall of Fame with it. It's still a big deal, but it was automatic Hall of Fame. Automatic Hall of Fame if you hit that number. You get 500, you could forget about everything else. You were automatically in. You could bat 196, but you get 500 homers, you were in the Hall of Fame. But now I don't know if that's... But it's still a big deal, Doug. 26 guys.
Yeah.
500 homers. That's, you know.
Considering how many hit them in the steroid age, it's a little more quieter right now about people reaching that 500 home run. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's still a big deal. Yesterday we asked about Northwestern football players voting to unionize. Will they unionize? And 64% said yes, you believe it will be a positive vote. 36% said no. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, Michigan baseball with head coach Eric Bakich. They get ready to host the Huskers later today. today. We'll talk with him after this.
Hi, you've reached Zach Robinson. I can't get to the phone, but good news. Our Sprint family plan has an open spot, and Mom said I get to invite the newest member. You don't have to move in with us if you join, and you can get separate bills. So if you want to save a bunch of money, just answer these questions. How do you talk to girls? Do you go Dutch on a first date? Actually, these don't really matter because just about anyone can join a Sprint family plan. But could you do me a solid...
Starting a Sprint family plan is easy, and the more people your family adds, the more you save. For a limited time, get the revolutionary new Samsung Galaxy S5 for zero down and a free Tab 3 when you join a family plan. With better call quality, fewer drop calls, and faster speeds on America's newest network, there's never been a better time to switch. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer ends 7/10/14. Maximum plan savings of $30 per line, while supplies last. Taxes and surcharges excluded. Zero down plus $27.09 a month for 24 months for well-qualified buyers. Total price $649.99 with 0% APR. If you cancel service, remaining balance on phone becomes due. Tab requires 2-year agreement and data plan. Restrictions apply. See store or sprint.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today. We'll head up to 78 with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15. With clear skies tonight, we'll see winds turn to the southeast with a low of around 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 66.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Royals baseball is tonight at Baltimore. You can hear that all weekend long on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska baseball team takes on Michigan. We'll talk with Coach Backich here momentarily as we get that connection. And senior Alex Sosa struck out 7 and 8 innings as UNK erupted for 4 runs in the 7th to beat Missouri Southern State 5-2 last night. They'll play a doubleheader today beginning at 3. UNK moves into 4th place, but that's because they played last night and the other teams did not start their series yesterday. Missouri Western State is 20-14 in the conference, 21-15 Washburn, 20-15 Southwest Baptist. Lopers are 22-15, so they kind of control their destiny there, but Missouri Southern will be battling them this afternoon in a doubleheader beginning at 3. The Doan baseball team has now won 24 in a row, including 18-0 in the conference, Jimmy, and they swept Hastings yesterday, two totally different games. Won the first one 11-0, but then 4-3 in the nightcap. Hastings had a chance to get the tying run across the plate there in the 6th, but couldn't quite finish.
You know, Hastings, lately, their pitching, I mean, I don't know, the 11 runs they gave up in the one game was not good, but their pitching's been really good. They just can't score. Hastings had a lot of trouble getting people and getting generating some offense, you know, so... you know, but boy, staying in the game pitching, their pitchers, you know, I'll tell you what, they pitched well enough to give them chance. And that's all you can hope for is when your pitcher goes out there, give yourself a chance. Your defense is probably playing well, too. You know, I can't, you know, for me to say that their defense isn't playing well, that would be another sense. I don't want to make sure that I'm giving all the credit just to the pitcher.
Yeah.
But, You know, other than that, they've been really competing, and they've gotten better as the season's gone on without some wins.
Hastings softball picked up two wins over Nebraska Wesleyan yesterday, 6-2 and 3-2. They're at Dakota Wesleyan today, and then they are at Mount Marty tomorrow. By the way, Hastings baseball is hosting Concordia today on 1230 AM KHAS, 430 at the Smith Complex. Well, when it's time to put the irrigation, put the water on your field, as a lot of the great farmers in our area are out getting some seed in the ground, getting it ready to go, and planning for 2014. Don't forget, when you get that part of it done, you want to make sure that it grows just like a youngster and becomes very healthy and mature, so that this fall, when you harvest, you're happy.
Yeah, and you know what? There's going to be some people that are going to be starting here in about an hour, because it's just a little wet still. But in about an hour from now, it's going to be dry enough. They'll find a spot. There'll be someplace around if you really want to do that.
A little wind to help dry things
yes,
out
sir.
As well. Well, T&L Center pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. So right now, if you have questions, maybe you're getting ready to pull that pivot out there and you went, you can still get some maintenance done from your T&L local dealer. They'll inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang, and maybe it's time to add to what your arsenal is. T&L Irrigation is there for you as well. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Well, the Nebraska baseball team opens up the second half of the Big Ten schedule this afternoon when they take on Michigan. Three-game set begins at 5 o'clock today here on ESPN 1550, and we're pleased to welcome back to the program the head coach of the Wolverines, Eric Bakich, whose team is playing a little bit better in conference than they have been in the non-conference. Coach, would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, well, it certainly seems that way, yeah. The last couple of weekends, at least, we've gone on the road and had a couple of series wins on the road, which, you know, winning on the road is always a challenge. So, yeah, that's been the positive. And then, like you just mentioned, you know, we've had a couple of midweek letdowns. So we're striving for some consistency here, which has eluded us a little bit.
Coach, when we were talking with, of course, played Northwestern last week, they were a very young ball club, and Coach Stevens didn't put it all on that, but youth can put up a lot of roadblocks as you're trying to get your team going. Is that the case with you guys this year?
With youth?
Yeah.
We've got, you know, four freshmen in the starting lineup and a few sophomores, but, you know, it's the end of April, and, you know, school's out. And so they're sophomores now, so that, you know, I'm not a big excuses guy. They wouldn't be here if they weren't good. Obviously, experience certainly helps, but, you know, we just need to be more consistent. And, yeah, we've got some young guys out there, but the positives from that certainly outweigh the negatives.
We're talking with Eric Bakich, the head baseball coach of Michigan, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, where are you starting to see maybe the light bulb come on? Where has this team gotten better over the last 3 weeks?
Well, we've had more quality at-bats in recent weeks. And, you know, we challenged ourselves for the Husker fans listening. Our season has been very similar to Nebraska's season last year, where we opened up with 24 consecutive road games, and 12 of those games were against teams that at some point this year have been ranked in the top 25. And so we've faced a lot of good pitching, and we're certainly battle-tested. And as we've gotten into conference play, we've started to see, and maybe the weather has something to do with it, warming up as well. It has warmed our bats up. But we've just had more quality at-bats, swung the bats a little bit better, and been a little bit more consistent top to bottom in the lineup.
Yeah, and obviously one of those guys is your leading hitter, Jackson Glimes, and he's your leading hitter because he's really been hot lately.
Yeah. He's a California kid, and he's a junior college player, and it's, you know, he's had 3 years of junior college prior to coming here, so he's played a lot of baseball and had a lot more, opportunities to play live competition over the past few years. So yeah, he's doing well. He's a good player. He's been very consistent all year long, and he's a guy that, you know, when he goes, you know, it usually gives us a chance to be pretty good.
Coach, a lot of things for Nebraska, trying to really turn things after a 1-2 series with Northwestern last week. And as I look at just on the surface, the numbers that your pitching staff has, it's a little bit similar wins and losses wise, and maybe even a little ERA to Northwestern's pitching staff. You'll trot out a kid tomorrow that is looking for his first win. Tell us a little bit about your rotation this weekend.
Well, we're going to go all left-handed, and it's the same rotation that we went with last year. You know, just feel like that gives us a chance, you know, to minimize the running game a little bit and takes away hit and run and some other offensive plays that might be an advantage for us. And, you know, left-handed pitching just, you know, seems to be at times to be pretty good in college baseball. And so, you know, we'll trot out three left-handers this weekend, and you know, they've all shown flashes of being pretty good at times, and you know, we're still looking to put a consistent weekend together here, but you know, we're right smack dab in the middle of finals, so hopefully we can get our best performance going.
Coach, would you say they're your top three, or they're the best three to go up against Nebraska this weekend?
Well, this is the rotation we've been with for a couple of weeks now, so it's nothing new. It's we made the switch to all left-handed a couple of weeks ago, and feel like that's given us an advantage on the weekend. And you know, Nebraska's an aggressive team; they got good players, and so, you know, it's right-handed or left-handed, we're going to have to make quality pitches. It doesn't matter because there's a lot of really good athletes. And probably of all the teams that we've played in conference play, they're going to play the fastest. And they have the guys that get down the line probably as good as anybody that we've seen consistently throughout that lineup. So we know they're going to put a lot of pressure on us. And, you know, so it's we know that it's going to be a battle.
We're talking with Michigan Wolverine baseball coach Eric Backich here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN. Speaking of aggressive, Coach, you guys like to steal a few bases. Talk about that philosophy, and you've been pretty good at it this year.
Yeah, you know, I think I probably share a similar mindset with Coach Erstad about just wanting to put pressure on other teams. And, you know, whether that's stolen base, a hit and run, a slash and run, a bunt, or whatever, you know, just want to try to get teams to have to play fast. And, you know, we know that the Nebraska team will be very skilled at defending it. And so, you know, we're not going to do anything different. We're just going to play our game. And we like to be aggressive. That's kind of our nature. We feel like, you know, our best shot with our roster and with the team that we have is to try to make our own breaks and make our own breaks by being the aggressor and putting pressure on teams. So we'll look to do all that stuff this weekend. Seems like we've had the best scoring opportunities when we get guys in motion versus just trying to sit back and, you know, and play for the long ball. That's not our identity. That's not who we are as an offense. We're a team that's going to have to force the issue a little bit.
And I'm sure as you scouted Nebraska, you realized that their starting catcher, Tanner Lubach, got dinged up last week. So from our backyard, Taylor Fish is going to get the chance to start again this weekend. As a coach, what are some of the things that you can do to maybe take advantage, especially with you're so aggressive? But are there other things you can do when you know you've got maybe the number two guy behind the plate?
Well, you know, I watched all the games against against Northwestern on the BTN network, and you know, Taylor Fish just seems like a guy from doing all the research we've done, seems like just a super kid, a walk-on player who's just looking for an opportunity to compete, loves Nebraska, always wanted to go to Nebraska. I'm sure he is going to be giving his very best effort, and so we don't take him lightly whatsoever. He's at Nebraska for a reason. He turned down a scholarship from Creighton. We know he's a good player. We know he's got a big heart, and you know, we know that you know, we're going to have to, you know, make sure that we get good jumps and we do all the right things to not run into any outs on the bases, because he's a very skilled player, and he's a high makeup kid back there as well.
Last minute here with the head coach at Michigan, Eric Bakich, who's been great with his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But we've got to talk about the guy that, is there two or three of them? I mean, you've got Jacob Cronenworth that plays in the field for you. He's an outstanding man on the mound with eight saves under a 2 ERA. And not all coaches like to have a guy come off the field and go in as a relief pitcher or even the closer. Just talk about this young man and your philosophy on how you're using him.
Sure, yeah. No, Jacob's a two-way guy for us. Starts as a position player, really can play anywhere on the field, but then is our closer as well, which is tough to do, to be a two-way guy in college baseball just because you're splitting your time and not being able to really focus on your craft at either one, so you got to be very skilled at both. But Jacob is, and he's a good athlete. He's a kid that was going to go play college hockey and just until a couple of years ago when he decided just to focus on baseball 100%. So he's a very skilled athlete in the sense that he can run and he's got good hand-eye coordination so he can hit. And then in the closer role, you need a guy that has a special pitch, and he's got a couple of them with the slider and the split finger to go along with a fastball that he can run up there in the low 90s. And the good athleticism allows him to field his position. Late in the game is going to be a bunt situation, which is needed. And, you really need that closer to pound the strike zone. And he does a really good job at that as well. So, he's been very serviceable for us in that role. He's been very good in that role. And, hopefully we'll see him this weekend helping us win a game.
Well, I know Nebraska fans don't want to see him anywhere but at the plate, so we'll see how it all pans out. Coach, we'll let you get back to preparing for the game today and appreciate the time, and we look forward to seeing you at the Big Ten Tournament in Omaha next month.
Sounds great, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet, Coach. Eric Bakich here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always great catching up with him. They also lead the Big Ten in strikeouts from a positive standpoint. Their pitching staff, 301 after 41 games. So if you're striking out a lot of guys, you might not be going quite as deep into the game with your pitch count. But Nebraska's going to have a tussle on their hands as they take on Michigan this weekend. It's a real key series because if Michigan actually can get out of this, man, if they would drop three on the Huskers, all of a sudden they've got Northwestern and Ohio State left. Their bye week is the last week of the season. They're the team that got hosed by the schedule. So they play Kansas, I think, to end the season. They got 14 games left, Jimmy, and they've got a chance to make a little bit of a run here. I don't know if it's good enough to get an at-large berth in the NCAA tournament, but if they can get two or three from Nebraska this weekend, that's going to change the dynamics of both programs over the last month.
Yeah, Doug, in the Big Ten, there's probably one team, I don't know who it's going to be, but there's going to be that one team that makes that nice run, Michigan. As well, the way he talked, he thinks his team's got a chance to make that run. And there'll be a couple in the Southeastern Conference, there'll be somebody in the Pac-10, mm-hmm. There'll be somebody that'll make that run. And get that. You just don't know who they are, and that's why you continue to work hard in practice and compete and try to get better so that at the end of the season you got a chance for those runs.
Well, coming up, we'll talk with Steve Anderson, track announcer Fonner Park, the Bosselman Gus Fonner, and all the activities going on this next to last weekend of live thoroughbred horse racing. Folks, while you're out and about this weekend, don't forget to stop by and see the everyday low, hassle-free prices that are right there on the front of the vehicle of everything on the lot at your Midway Auto dealerships, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They have got a great inventory with over 500 vehicles on the lot, continuing to move product and make people happy. If they don't have exactly what you need, you leave those alone. I might have my secret predictions on there. Jimmy's looking at my form right now for the Bosselman. So, but anyway, over at Midway, they're open 6 days a week for you. I was waiting 45 minutes for you to do that, and you finally did because I just
usually I walk in and grab that first.
I know,
Then I start not paying attention the rest of the show. I did that in class too when I was like a junior in high school. Usually if you bring the racing form in and you're sitting in English class, that's not a good idea. I never did it. I had a couple friends that did.
Well, they're always paying attention to your interests at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. You can also see all of their deals and their inventory online. ThinkMidway.com. Like them on Facebook as well. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest, only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith, and they're about to have trade-in days. For a limited time only, when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, just check out trade-in days at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll head up to 78 with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15. With clear skies tonight, we'll see winds turn to the southeast with a low of around 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 66.
I got my first real six string, loaded at the five and done.
Play Maddie Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting ready for the weekend. Doug Duda and Jim Langan here with you on today's program. Some other sporting notes. We talked about the UNK football schedule yesterday. If you want to catch the Loper Volleyballers, they're hosting the UNK Legends Classic tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. The final round of matches is at 4:30. They play about every 45 minutes in the quicker format at the Health and Sports Center. Free admission. Loper tennis teams are playing down in the championships of the MIAA at Springfield, Missouri. High school soccer yesterday. There were 3-0 scores everywhere. Hastings beat the Northwest boys. Kearney beat the Columbus boys. Kearney beat the Columbus girls. Kearney Catholic beat the Lakeview girls. All 3-0. But you couldn't hit that 4-team parlay.
No.
Hastings girls beat Northwest by a score of 7-0. Kearney won over Hastings in tennis by a score of 8-1. And Jeff Govier promoted at Papillion La Vista, so they are looking for a new football coach at Papillion La Vista High School. Freshman Brooke Frederick broke the outdoor pole vault record for the UNK women yesterday as well. And tonight, the Nebraska Danger will start the second half of the IFL season at the Heartland Events Center. That's at 7 o'clock as they take on the Cavalry of Wyoming. So just about the time that the races are over today, you can just scurry across the hallway there and go watch some football. And we were having fun yesterday, and we're going to have some more fun this weekend at Fodder Park. Steve Anderson, track announcer, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, good morning. Have you got that form all studied out?
Boy, I'll tell you what, I burned the midnight oil last night just to try to filter through all the obstacles and variables that are on today's card, which is a real chess match, I want to tell you. And, yeah, I did spend some time early this morning looking at the BossCap race. Hey, before we get to that, though, guys, you know, it's just incredible to me. I'm one of these old-school guys. How fast news travels on social media. I just got a text here. Doug, maybe you stumbled onto the same thing. But there's been a Jeff Apel sighting in the last hour at O'Hare International Airport outside of Chicago. And supposedly Chris Katulak is on that same flight with their final destination being the Bossaman race tomorrow at Fonner Park. Jeff, of course, a longtime contributor of yours, guys. He covered races. He was a turf rider for the Grand Island Independent for, 17, 18 years. And Chris Katulak, a protege of mine, was a race caller here at Fonner for 10 years or more, back in the late 80s, early 90s, former TVG analyst. He's coming via Remington Park now, where he works for the racetrack folks down there in Oklahoma City. So I got my work cut out for me because they're probably two of my biggest critics. I didn't factor that into the equation on what all I had to accomplish this weekend.
Well, I know Apel is, he is, when you use the word critic, that's true because he always finds a way to pick apart our picks, doesn't he?
Oh, he's incredible. You know, he's been gone, what, Doug? 7 years, and he just won't let go back here. My fear is he's going to get his old job back, which is a little scary in that regard, but here's a self-made man. I'm going to tell you what. I remember the first day that Jeff Apel showed up on the backside of the racetrack. He had a little fedora on. Looked like, you know, he was off the streets of Omaha working for the mob or something like this. And he didn't know the difference between a head and a tail on a four-legged animal. I use that analogy quite seriously. He had to study hard, and it took him a long time to figure out the game, but now he's a self-professed expert, and I just try to stay out of his way.
He's awesome. He loves horse racing and six-man football. You could drive from Omaha to Grand Island today. I knew he was coming. I didn't know Chris was, so hopefully we can run into both of them this weekend. Before we get to the Bossaman and your picks for tomorrow's big race and the biggest race of the year in Nebraska, fill us in on what we've got going on today and some of the other things that are going on this weekend on and off the track.
Yeah, well, we've got 10 races on the Friday card today. The first race post time goes at 3 p.m. Of course, doors have already opened for nationwide simulcasting. You've already alluded to the indoor professional football game that kicks off tonight at 7 o'clock right next door at the Heartland Event Center. It's just incredible how the expanded facility of Fonner just lends itself to nonstop action, especially over these live racing weekends. Tomorrow they're going to give away $50,000 worth of gas at $500 increments between each and every race over the course of the afternoon. That's always a good incentive to come out to the racetrack and not even invest at the windows. You still can go home a winner there. BD and the boys, our own Bruce Swihart's the lead guitar player. They've kind of picked up now a little bit of tradition here as being the entertainment following the BossCap race, and they'll have a free dance for all racegoers tomorrow night following live racing from 7 to 11 down to the main concourse. And if that's not enough, I don't know if I talked Jimmy Langan into coming up on Sunday. You know, that's kind of a hangover day like it is the day after the Kentucky Derby, and the numbers really dip as far as crowd attendance is concerned, but we've got a handicapping contest going on there based solely on Fonner Park's live racing, and you can sign up, get all the details at the Fonner Keno counter. If you haven't participated, Jimmy, I don't know how else to twist anyone's arms. If you just came over and observed, it's really kind of a neat affair because it's all computerized now. You know where everybody's at in relationship to where you are, race in and race out. The dynamics of the thing actually are mind-boggling to me, but it's a fun thing to participate in.
Yeah, it sure is. And the other advantage to that for somebody is there are two ticket takers. And I don't know how many there'll be tomorrow, but there are two ticket takers. And only you, if you're in the contest, you get to bet at those windows. And I really appreciate that. In fact, is there any way you could just have, like, a window for me?
You know, it's based on volume, Mr. Langan. And I'm sure that if you
problem.
Can prove that you're up there in the 4 to 5 figure category on any given race day, that we could probably satisfy that request.
Well, it hasn't been done in the past.
let's talk Bosselman, boys. Everybody's had a chance to look at this 7-horse field, and I still believe that there are I think any of them could win. I think Jimmy might have one or two that he's not overly sold on, but the only horse we didn't really get any kind of a feel on yesterday, Steve, is the horse in the 7 hole that's 90 shillings, who has ran in some $100,000 races and has not hit the board in those races. But you look at some of the stats, if he can run a 5/8 track, that's why he's here. He would be good enough to be in this race. What can you tell me about 90 shillings?
Well, he's what we call one of those pick-em-up horses. Now, he may not be a legitimate contender to, win this $75,000 event, but, you know, when you get two or three out there ding-donging it on the front end, at some point in the race, there's going to be one and maybe two horses that just give up. That's kind of the nature of a speed duel, and when that happens, and predictably so, you never know who's going to go out, who isn't going to go out, who's going to quit. But 90 shillings is a kind of horse that's got some back class. He broke his maiden at Churchill Downs, for crying out loud. He's what I call one of these horses that were well meant, and he's had some physical problems that he's not been able to overcome. He laid off a whole year for trainer Temple Rushton, but I never questioned Temple's judgment. If he didn't think he had a shot, an outside shot, and not just throwing a horse in there and taking a race out of it, that I think, you know, he figures maybe on the back end of a superfecta ticket, for example, guys. But I dearly love Joy Boy again this year. I liked him last year. He looks like he's the pace of the race, and I had a nice visit with Channing Hill yesterday, who's coming back to ride Joy Boy. Here's a guy that it's hard to believe that at age 26 you're starting all over again in this business, but he's making a comeback. He's got his head on straight. He's always been one of the most polite, courteous individuals in this game that I've ever come across, and he started at age 16. The success came to him so fast. He is so focused on winning this race tomorrow, and he'll go right to the front. He lived it every step of the way last time out at Oaklawn Park, and he got a 98 buyer's speed rating. I think this horse is a standout in here, and I like the other two shippers coming in. And quite frankly, guys, I think Diamond Joe, as much as I love Chuck Turco and the story that this Nebraska bred has developed over the last 3 seasons, he's going to have to throw the race of his career to win this particular event. But the storyline has all sorts of jewels that could emerge out of this. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I know you're disappointed in a 7-horse field. That's just kind of the fact of the matter, the way horse racing is across the country. And I guess, you know, it's come down to $30,000 and $40,000 type horses that are interested in this kind of race at Fauner Park. They've got to be a little streamlined in confirmation, because a big, tall, lanky horse who's never been on a 5/8 mile track is handicapped by trying to get around those sharper turns. But a Joy Boy, again, I think he jumps off the charts. The only negative thing I can throw at you in regards to how he may run tomorrow, because there's only one kind of style that he shows us, he wants to be in the lead. And the longer he goes on in the front, the bigger his heart gets. He's never really thrown two great races back-to-back. That's a hurdle he's going to have to jump over tomorrow to prove to one and all, including yours truly, that he is a different horse than what we saw a year ago.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think they made a mistake with tactics last year. They let Diamond Joe go ahead and they didn't press the pace, you know, because they wanted to avoid that speed duel. The key is going to be what Jake Alesiak decides to do with Diamond Joe.
Yeah.
And if Diamond Joe decides, no way, Joe Boy, are you going to go and I'm going to let you have the lead. You're never going to get more than a length in front of me. I think that Joy Boy won't like that. Joy Boy wants to have that length and a half, that two-length lead. And there are tremendous horses that need to do that. If they can't get that, Bertrando, you know, I can name tons of them. If they can't get that two-length lead at some time and get that little breather on the backside, and if Diamond Joe decides to do that, you're going to have a speed duel, and it's set up for closers big time. This race is set up for a closer. If there's any type of a bias for closing, you know, we can go to the window with a closer.
Yeah, does Chuck Turco sacrifice Joe in that regard, though? Because I think he's been kind of walking the dog with Diamond Joe this year. They really didn't want to race a couple of weeks ago in the down mile. Diamond Joe literally almost went to his head coming out of the gate, overcame an extremely wide trip through the first three quarters of the race. But this is the one they want. I think what Lead 'Em In can, that the Ramseys are sending up here from Churchill Downs, has a capability of pressure in the speed on the front end. And so does Jim Mayard's horse, Midnight Papa. But they also have the propensity, Jimmy, of coming from off the pace. But there's no question about it. Somebody's got to go to hook up Joy Boy, or it's game, set, match into the first, opens up a three-length advantage.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park. So let's get the selections here at the end of our program. I just want to get this. I want to see if you guys agree, though. You've got four speed horses, basically. You've got the two speed horses, let's say, in Diamond Joe and Joy Boy. You've got Midnight Papa and Lead 'Em In Can, the 3 and 5 that'll probably be right behind them. And then you've got the 4, 6, 7 Unsaddled Glory, Box Homebrew, and 90 Shillings that'll probably set behind as they go into the backstretch the first time. And those last three will be the closers. Did I miss anything there, Steve-O?
No, I think you've got it dead on as far as on paper with how the scenario might stack up. I think it's Joy Boy, again, with Channing Hill to win it. I like the 5, Lead 'Em In Can, out of Michael Maker's stable down in Kentucky. Why the Ramseys are here. Here's the leading money owner in the world over the last few years. They've won 3 Eclipse Awards. Why they're in this race, and they brought their own rider up here, you know their intentions are that they think that they can tower over this bunch. I really don't know how you justify that, but I think Lead 'Em In Can, depending on the style and the tactics that they use in running in this race, the turns will be crucial for him, because I've never even heard of this rider, Azael De Leon. I'm willing to bet, and he's never been on this horse, that he's never been on a 5/8 mile oval, and that certainly cost Joy Boy last year when they brought this young 20-year-old Pedrosa up from Kentucky, and then he lost his whip at the quarter pole in last year's Boss Cap. I like Lead 'Em In Can, though, just off the buyer speed figures, to be second, followed by Midnight Papa third, and Diamond Joe, bless his soul, again, if he's been lurking in the woods, and I say that in reference to trainer Chuck Turco, I think he's got to run the race of his life to beat these ship-in horses tomorrow afternoon. And if he pulls it off, this will be one glorious celebration afterwards. But I've got him placed fourth, guys.
Jimmy, what do you got?
I want one question for you, and you can help me out. On this Box Homebrew, the horse that's been the closer of the group, is he good enough to run with these? Just let me know right now, is he good enough to run with them, yes or no?
I would say no.
Okay, that's because he will be the closer of the group. If this race, and you know what I'm talking about, when the race, what they say, when it gets so fast of a pace that Everybody, all four horses are going, uh-oh, we are in deep trouble. We have ran a mile, and we still got 110 to go here. That's where I thought this Boxman Homebrew would be the last horse. He will be the last thing running at the end of the race, but I'm afraid he needs a mile and a quarter to go. If he had a mile and a quarter, he'd really enjoy that. So, because of that, I think Joy Boy is going to get the lead. I think you're right. I think you play the field behind him. I mean, I know it costs a lot of money to play that ticket, but I think it can be a two all when you're trifecta, and in the super, the same thing. You know, just play him. If he gets the lead, I mean, it's going to be Katie barred the door. I will not play him, though, if he's 3-5, 4-5. If he's that short, I'll go a different direction.
Steve-O,
I don't think that'll happen, guys. I think the hometown crowd is going to bet Diamond Joe. I think you're going to get good value, Jimmy, on Joy Boy.
Okay.
Steve-O, I can get Jimmy to predict everything but horse racing. That's when he puts his handicapper hat on. You notice that, right?
Yes. For those of us that are watching on TV, I did.
Next week, I'm going to make sure that I can get his Kentucky Derby selections. It seems to me that it depends if Joy Boy can go wire to wire. I mean, he looks like, I agree with you guys, the best horse in the field. But I thought it was very interesting, Steve. There's seven horses. You picked four of them, and you didn't put any of those three closers, so to speak, on the board here. I don't think there's any way that one of these closers misses the board. One of them's going to hit there, and I'm actually gonna put that long shot in there on the board. I think Joy Boy can go wire to wire. I'm gonna go Joy Boy on top, followed by Midnight Papa, because I think he can hang right there. If Joy Boy stumbles, if they get into that 1-2 heads up, if Diamond Joe runs him, Midnight Papa is gonna win the race, and I think 90 Shillings hits the board. I think it's just enough of a horse that they'll try to finish. And Don Frazier obviously knows the track, so that's the way I'm gonna go. I guess we'll see. At about 5:30 tomorrow, who's cashing a ticket?
See, that's why I don't hit the tries or superfectas, guys. I can't get those pick-em-up horses. Hey, before I leave, just a quick story. Channing Hill, born in Grand Island, raised in Columbus, has been around the racetrack his whole life. He stole this race last time out of Oakland Park, and the announcer, Frank Giramati, is it?
Yes, Jimmy? Yes.
Anyway... He, in his race call coming down the stretch, was raving about Hill's ride, how he had given a clinic to some crusty old hard-knocking veteran riders that have been some of the best around the country for a long, long time. I asked Channing about that yesterday, and he said, I paid Mr. Miramati to say that. What would it take for you to duplicate that feat? I don't take bribes here in Nebraska. I just want you to know that. Jim, just in case you had any questions, but tomorrow's race certainly looks like it could be a classic seven-horse field, and if, in fact, there's a meltdown on the front end, guys, you know, anything could happen with those closers. I just think that the speed, even the horses that are going to track the leader on the front end, which should be Joy Boy, are still going to have enough in the tank to make it awful tough for the closers to get a piece of the pie.
3 o'clock today, 1:30 Saturday and Sunday. Then it's into the Kentucky Derby week next week, and also the big race. They've got big races next weekend as well at Fauner Park. Steve, we'll let you get back to business, and see you later today and tomorrow.
Hey, guys, as always, can't wait to see you at the races. Thank you so much.
Steve Anderson, track announcer. I didn't even realize what time it was. I apologize for going way over, Jimmy. I know you're missing lunch.
That's right. I'll get something to eat later.
Tomorrow night, you can head on over to the Kearney American Legion for their Sons of the American Legion lamb fry and pulled pork dinner. It's at the Kearney American Legion, 13th and Central, Saturday from 5 to 8 for all of the great projects that they do throughout the year with the Sons of the American Legion. 5 to 8 lamb fry and pulled pork dinner tomorrow going on over at the Kearney American Legion. Well, that's about it. Nebraska baseball. ESPN 1550, Hastings Baseball, 1230 KHAS. If you like baseball, the Royals are on the breeze. We will be bringing you the Kentucky Derby next week. We've got all kinds of action going on. The Lopers are home today. Should be a great day to get outside. They've got a doubleheader, and they got the big one last night, Jimmy. Get that first one, and boy, if they could do something today, they've definitely got a chance to hold that number four spot in the MIAA.
Yes, they do. Today is a real big day for UNK baseball.
So let's see if Damon and the boys can pick up a win. And while you're out and about, I know there's a lot of yard work going on. And if your landscaping is not becoming, then you need to be coming to Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Kearney. You need to get there today, get all the plants, trees, rocks, and flowers that you need to make your garden and landscaping projects a breeze. They're open inside Johnson Lawn and Landscape Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They're there for you on Saturday from 9 to 4. It is Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Kearney, getting you ready for the 2014 warm season. We want to thank Steve Anderson, not only today, but all his work to getting ready for the $75,000 Bossaman Gus Fodder Stakes, Nebraska's richest horse race, just going after about 5 o'clock tomorrow at Fodder Park. Is usually the post time. We want to also thank the head baseball coach at Michigan, Eric Backage, for joining us on the program today. When we come back Monday, we'll recap the weekend in sports. Among our guests, Grand Island soccer coach Jeremy Jensen. They're ranked third in the state in Class A, heading into their final three games, which include today's game at North Star. So, enjoy your weekend. Jimmy, best of luck. Can't wait to be back here Monday. But this next 72 hours, or whatever it is, can take its time, too.
Yes, sir. Let's enjoy this.
It's going to be a great weekend. A lot of things going on. I think you should get over there and win the handicapping contest again.
I probably won't participate this time, but I'll save my money for another day.
Give somebody else a chance.
There you go.
We'll see you Monday, folks, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game